Israel's prime minister is stepping down after just 1 year in office. His governing coalition was falling apart, and now Israelis will head to the polls again for the fifth time in over 3 years. This has major implications for Israel's democracy as Benjamin Netanyahu tries to return to power to form a right-wing nationalist government. NPR's Daniel Estrin joins us now from Tel Aviv. Daniel, hi.
Hi, Peter.
So when this coalition government formed last year, it was historic. Why didn't it succeed? Why did it fail?
Yeah, it was historic. It was Israel's most diverse governing coalition ever. Eight different parties left to right, even an Arab party helped form the coalition for the first time. And they wanted to be a model. They wanted to prove that Israelis of all stripes can put aside their differences on the most difficult issues like the Israeli-Palestinian conflict so that they can find common ground on the day-to-day issues. This partnership was led by right-wing Prime Minister Naftali Bennett and centrist Foreign Minister Yair Lapid. I spoke to Lapid's former strategic advisor, Ayelet Frisch, and she told me that this partnership did not work.
From the very beginning, the Lapid-Bennett government didn't have a real chance. The government entered a stage where it couldn't pass legislation or get anything done. It was completely stuck.
What happened was some Jewish nationalists and some Arab lawmakers began turning their backs on this partnership. They disagreed on some of Israel's thorniest issues, like settlers in the occupied West Bank, and that's why this fell apart.
Now the question is, what kind of opportunity does this give the former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu? Could he return to power?
He could. A poll today shows that Benjamin Netanyahu and his right-wing allies have the advantage in this upcoming race. But they don't have enough support to form their own government, it appears. So the question is if Netanyahu will be able to break the political stalemate. In the next few months, we're going to see a lot of new alliances formed between smaller political parties. And the idea is that they're going to try to create a strong bloc that will prevent Netanyahu from taking office again.
And what major issues does the country face now as it faces down yet another election?
Well, one major question is, what would a Netanyahu comeback look like? Will he give important positions to far-right figures who have gained a lot of popularity among his base in the past year? Also, Netanyahu stands trial for corruption. Could he, if he's in office, weaken the justice system to protect himself? That's something that analysts are asking. We're going to also probably see a very heated debate in these elections about the role of Arab citizens in political life. As I said, an Arab party helped form a coalition for the first time in Israel's history. Now that coalition has collapsed, and Netanyahu is even calling that Arab party a supporter of terror. So a big question, will Arabs and Jews in Israel conclude that the integration of Arab leaders into politics just doesn't work or isn't worth it? That's a very big question for the future of Israeli democracy.
NPR's Daniel Estrin is reporting from Tel Aviv. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.